Portland. Welcome to the 5:33. These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Electrocuted birds are starting wildfires.
What?
Yeah, this is crazy. Our feathered friends love to perch on power lines, but if they touch them in the wrong configuration, they catch on fire, get zapped, and then they fall to the ground, starting fires. Listen to this, man. More than three dozen forest fires have been started since 2014 in the United States by flaming birds falling into the
water. They just burst into flames?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Well, first we had Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now we have Powerline Fried Pigeons.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Peru confiscates hundreds of frogs used as aphrodisiacs.
What? How do you do that?
Well, in Peru, these frogs are known as, I want to make sure I give you the exact title. They are the Viagra of the Incas. These frogs have what they say are anti-ED properties.
So what do? Lick it or something?
You lick the frog.
Well, they're horny toads, no doubt.
These are the three weirdest stories of the day.
Cat makes surprise return home 4 days after being cremated.
Oh, God, how?
Well, it's the story of Nikki Knight's cat named Ted. They were on vacation when their neighbors alerted them that Ted had allegedly drowned in their backyard pond. So when she came home, she made arrangements for the pet funeral to come and pick Ted up. Ted got cremated, and lo and behold, 4 days later, Ted walked through the cat flap back door.
What?
Walk right back into her house.
So obviously a cat that looked like, I mean, who knows, right?
Right, yeah.
Well, by my math, that cat can do that 8 more times.